From KALW in San Francisco, I'm Ben Trefney with a regional news update. Health officials in San Francisco say residents who travel outside the area during the upcoming holiday season may be asked to quarantine when they return home to try to prevent a spike in coronavirus cases. San Francisco officials said today they are recommending a 2-week quarantine for people who interact with individuals outside their households at less than 6 feet of distance and without wearing masks. They're discussing with 5 other Bay Area counties whether to issue a regional advisory. The proposal comes as California has seen coronavirus cases inch up recently, though the infection rate remains much lower than the country as a whole. Warm and dry conditions across California will give way to distinctly cooler and wet weather heading into the weekend. The National Weather Service says showers, rain, mountain snow, and gusty winds are predicted for many areas as a low-pressure system moves down from the Pacific Northwest into California tomorrow. A second system will follow during the weekend. The forecast of the abrupt change follows a long, hot summer and early fall marked by disastrous wildfires feeding on parched landscapes. The U.S. Drought Monitor says more than 84% of the state is experiencing moderate to extreme drought or abnormal dryness. Berkeley rent control and anti-eviction advocates came away with a big win on Tuesday night. KALW's David Exume has the latest on the rent stabilization board race.
A group of progressive, pro-tenant candidates won 4 out of 5 available seats, and they're expected to win the 5th. Leah Simon Weisberg, the rent board's current vice chair, won the most votes out of the 12 candidates. She ran as part of the Right to Housing slate with the next 3 winners, Andy Kelly, Xavier Johnson, and Dominique Walker, who co-founded Oakland's Moms for Housing group. The 5th seat is expected to go to Mari Mendoza. Also on track to win is Berkeley Measure MM, which will require more rental properties to register with the rent board. It will also ban evictions for non-payment of rent during declared emergencies. This is a pretty big loss for real estate groups, who spent around $137,000 on online and print ads. The city of Berkeley has counted about 73% of ballots as of Wednesday. In Berkeley, I'm David Exume, KALW News.
A string of U.S. House races in California remain undecided, but Republicans were leading in several closely fought districts, even as President Donald Trump is being trounced by Joe Biden in the state. Long-suffering California Republicans have been hoping for a comeback this year in mostly suburban House districts the party lost to Democrats 2 years ago. In Orange County, preliminary results show Biden outpaced Trump by 10 points, but 2 Republican House candidates are holding slim leads over Democratic representatives in the county. A large number of votes remain uncounted. In San Francisco, I'm Ben Trefney, KALW News.